This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday. Woo.
Wah.
Everybody loves a Tuesday. Great. Do I, you know, can we get a consensus here? Tuesday.
This is the Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for actually making it a thing that we could enjoy.
I like Tuesdays. What are you talking about?
No, come on. Tuesday is the worst day of the week. Right after Monday. Monday's the worst day, then Tuesday.
Your face says otherwise, Vinny.
No, that's not true. I'm perfectly happy. I had a decent night's sleep.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Well, I slept in air conditioning.
What?
At my apartment by the beach, there's air.
Oh, you.
There's fresh air.
You left home.
I had to.
And that's
I just can't do another night like that ever again. That's why I moved out of San Jose. You know what? A heat wave hit San Jose and I went, I got to get out of here.
That's when you moved to Scott Valley?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Like, we had a bad summer and I went, I'm leaving here. This is unlivable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this
you
one happened.
Couldn't have got AC there or that?
You know, listen.
Right. You knew that place wasn't for you.
Always with the, you know what you should have done.
I didn't know. I'm just asking the question.
You know what you should do?
No, that's my line, Maddie.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't, right. I don't want you saying my lines.
You know what I was thinking
you know what
about?
You should do?
I'll just shut my trap up. That's what I should do.
Oh. That is what you should do. No, I'm kidding.
I know.
My God. I
Let me ask
wrong.
You a question.
What?
I was thinking about. Actually, I turned everything off on the drive in and just thought and just did things in my head.
That's good use of time, I think.
And I can't even bring you on the journey that got me to where I ended up, which was me at like, I don't know, 10, walking around Newport Beach, California.
So this is you're reminiscing about being a child.
Well, I'll get there. Give me one second. I'm 10. I got like $2 in my pocket, a backpack with like surf gear and my surfboard and probably two, you know, kooky friends. And this is me at 10. Mm. You know, 30.
Took the bus. In the morning and took the bus to the
cruising,
beach with your friends. Right.
And what I remember vividly this morning as I was thinking about it was I made collect calls once or twice a day, at least, because I certainly wasn't touching. I wasn't going to break a buck and spend whatever it cost to call my mom to check in.
Right.
If you told your kid, if your kid's phone broke and your kid, either one of them was like, ah, crap, I got to call my mom. I told her I'd call her at you know, whatever time. Would they know to dial zero and ask to make a collect call to Sarah Clark?
Does that still work?
Would it even work? That's the question.
Does it still work to make a collect call?
If you're in prison.
Also, I don't know anybody's number. I'm pretty sure my kids would know my number and their dad's number because that was back in the days when everyone didn't have a cell phone. And so I'm sure we made them learn it.
So they may have made a collect call anyway.
No. I mean, just in general, like, you know, you don't have a phone, you're a child, and everyone else, all the tall people around you do have a phone you could call, or you could call from the office at the school. It wasn't like they were, you know, you were pretty cut loose at 10 years old. Like,
well,
to think that you got on a bus with friends and went to the ocean unobserved, like, that's crazy in today's day.
It seems crazy. You know what? Well, by today's standard,
yeah,
absolutely.
Would you ever be like, sure, Isla, you can meet your friends on the bus spend the day at the beach without, you know, any adult supervision?
I wouldn't. But I know that I couldn't do that because of her mom. If I even thought, let's see what happens. Even if I tailed her, I don't think her mom would be. After, if it was successful, she'd never not want to.
Right.
And her mom would be like, this is what you started.
Yep.
So I wouldn't even try it.
And those days are right around the corner anyway. I mean, she's going to be wanting
but
to do her own thing.
I should add that I think Sandy was trying to keep me down. She tried her hardest.
And yet she greenlit you.
No, she didn't. What I'm getting at with that is, I think my dad at some point got involved and said, let him be a boy, which is a different time entire. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yep.
Like that.
Stop trying to protect him.
I can imagine that was the quote. Let him be a boy.
Sounds like your dad.
Just, you know, that's and the time. Like now you wouldn't say that about a kid.
Free range kids.
Boy, because you'd be like, well, first, we call them people now. We don't gender specific. That's terrible.
Right. That'd be
It feels like drive-in therapy this morning for you. I mean, you're thinking about your mom and your dad. Tell us how you feel about your mom and dad.
I'm just saying that I think, like, my mom was all, you can't cross Culver, which was just the street
massive
near my house.
Massive street, right. Too big. You're too short.
I think eventually my dad said, get off that kid, and I got to go do stuff. That's why that happened. I don't think Sandy was willing to let me be free. I think she had to. I think she got dragged.
But how does that make
you
feel?
Yeah. I loved it.
It was just a big feeling.
Good times. But I'll tell you what. Collect calls.
Yeah. I'm tempted to try to make a collect call right now.
I don't know. I've only gotten it from prison. I just ones I know still
I
work.
Lived by them is my point. Like, I lived every day.
Everyone did.
Collect.
That's how I like to place a collect call to, you know, and then you'd...
Mom,
what would you
it's
do?
Me.
You dial the right. That's they remember that they switched to an automated thing where you would just record your voice and then the you know recorded voice would say, "Would you be willing to accept a collect call from
Mom? It's me."
And then you could hear them on the other end of the line. You could hear them shoot you down or accept the call. You heard the whole thing. It's such a weird thing.
Did you ever do it where we had a deal with my parents where I would say whatever. I'd say like, "Mom, pick me up." You know, and that way they didn't have to pay for it.
Right.
My parents were really, really frugal.
They did not want to pay the 30 cents for the
call. I don't think Sandy wanted to pay either, but I was, you know, away from home. There were concerns.
Sure. I mean, you're 10 years old and you're somewhere, you know, one knows where.
By the way, with no phone and I'm talking about $2 in my pocket.
If you had $2, $2 was a ton of money back in the day.
Two.
Skateboarding without a helmet as well, I'm sure.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Please.
Anyway, so you don't think your boys, like,
I don't think
that wouldn't occur to them.
No.
No, we can just make a collect call.
I don't know that that is a thing that kids know about today.
And
does it still work? I literally want to try it right now.
Do your kids actually use the phone? Like, I teach at a university, and these kids that I have today just don't even know how to call people. Like it is the scariest thing in the world. They tell me they have a lot of anxiety
about
calling.
There is some phone anxiety. I'm serious. Both my kids went through that.
What?
Both of them. Because they never called anybody.
So they had anxiety about someone picking up and going, hello?
Yeah.
They were more comfortable FaceTiming someone than they were dialing. I was like, just call the restaurant and blah, blah, blah. Or just call the store and blah. And they're like, oh my, and of course, you know me, I'm like, do it. Now you have to do it. You can't be that person. Pick up that phone and call. Then I'd be staring him down. I was scarier than the person on the phone. So it was fine. It worked out. And then now my one son is like impressive on the phone. Like he's almost the older one. He's made a whole thing about how he can talk anybody into anything. That's his whole thing. Like the one apartment that he wanted there, like we don't want some kid that doesn't have a job and his parents are paying. And he was mad because he's paying for it. And he got on the phone with the guy and like was so super reasonable and laid the whole thing out. And the guy went, all right, you can have the apartment. And now he's like all puffed up about it. Like my phone skills, which I was like, where's my thank you? I forced you to get on the phone.
He should be. I mean, that is unheard of for anybody under the age of 25 to know how to use a phone or reach out to people. I have an assignment where they have to reach out and like book a guest. Oh my God, the amount of emails I get about their mental health and how it's causing too much anxiety and they just can't do it.
Kids, listen, in the end, it is just you talking to another person. Like you've got this, if you can surmount that challenge, think of what you can do. You made a phone call. It's not that hard. It isn't.
That is very funny, though. I didn't know. I've seen it,
book
though,
a guest.
As we've had, you know, when you're doing radio and there's things you're working on in your head or in the office or whatever, and you see someone who seems stumped and you just go, pick up the phone, 411, information. Can I get the number 4? And then you just start calling. Like,
is 411 still a thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Hang on, I'm going to try that. Let me see if I can do
it. But it's just, you just start tracking it down. Like, you don't sit there paralyzed. You just start making calls till you get the info.
They act like I'm asking them to, like, honestly, like, have a spider walk on them. They get so anxious and...
Hello? I don't think there's any 411.
You didn't even have a line.
Go. Oh, here we go.
No.
Wow. 411.
Well, and here's the other thing. These kids have grown up with Google, but yet they will email me the dumbest questions, and I'm like, just
Google it.
And like, how do I know that and you not know that?
Right.
At this age. Oh, Vinny's trying on his cell phone right now to see if he can get 411.
What does it say?
We're quietly listening to Vinny on the phone.
San Jose, California?
Oh, he's got it. Does 411 work?
411 works on cell phone.
All right. Hey, that's good to know.
That is good to know. I'm sorry I actually gave out the wrong info. I wanted to see if you just did it, 411, then yay.
But I did it on a cell phone. Maybe that's a Verizon thing specific.
Oh.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But part of the reason I was thinking about all of this today was because Verizon kept crapping out last week.
And then what would you do?
Well,
I know Verizon, get it together. That's rough. People, you know, that happens a few more times. Verizon goes away.
Yeah.
People will be like, I can't have this. No matter. And listen, they do not make it easy for you to change carriers. It just isn't easy. It's like,
they lock you in by giving you that free phone that you just now contractually accepted and you will be with them for 2+ years. That's
minimum.
Right.
God forbid anything happened to that phone. You have to get another one because you've just extended it. Yeah. You are locked in. It's really hard to get out, but people will find a way if you aren't reliably providing service. People need it.
But for the most part, it's great service, Verizon.
Oh, they're probably a sponsor. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, they are. They're fine. They've always been great.
They've been awesome. Yeah.
Until they weren't.
Right.
And then I went, what the?
For just a minute.
Well, half a day, a couple hours,
yeah. Yeah, sure.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm great. Actually, it was, you know, hot yesterday again.
Yes,
I was counting on today not being so hot. So we'll see what happens with that. It did seem cooler when I got up this morning. But my thing was, everyone I know wants tickets to Alice in Winterland. So I'm going to have a pretty long list of ticket needs.
Deepak.
You might want to get that going, Maddie.
You know how we were talking about Deepak driving me?
Yes.
He wrote me and said some things yesterday.
Like that he's definitely down to be your Uber driver?
Hey,
I'm a surgeon an Uber driver.
He's not down for that, but he said, so what show are you coming to in Oakland that you didn't invite me to?
Sarah had to invite you to? That's funny. We're talking about Alice in Winterland. And it is on December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. It's a huge deal. One Republic. is the big star, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's great. It's our Christmas party. We do it every year. It's a huge tradition. We want you to be there. The tickets go on. There's a pre-sale starting Thursday at 10 a.m., but you need the code GIFT.
And you can go to RadioAlice.com and just get your tickets from there. Or Ticketmaster, yeah.
Okay. Oh, great. But right, yeah, on our website.
What's that?
Right on our website. Yeah, that's great.
That's what Double M told me.
That's super easy. Double M.
Mr. Martin.
That's a good one. So yes, I got 500 emails, texts, no phone calls. Nobody calls me because they know I will not pick up. And I bet a lot of people want to go. The Paramount is not big.
It's small. It's like 3,000 seats.
It is. And listen, it's not small like Bimbo's. Like, we used to do this at Bimbo's.
Yeah.
And it would be sold out. People would go, there's tickets for, oh God, never mind. It's sold out. Like that place, 800 people maybe at Bimbo's.
Is that still a place, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
I've been like here for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last time we did an Alice in Winterland there, was that the Kid Rock show?
That I remember.
Blew our minds.
Kid Rock.
Blew our minds. We could, like, Kid Rock, not even really someone that we play all the time on this. I think Picture was like the song at the time, maybe. But he can't. And so I was dubious. I'm like, yeah. As soon as Kid Rock goes on, we'll take off. No. It was like, oh, this is the best show ever. Just 100 people on that tiny stage. And just the energy was amazing. It's Alice in Winterland is magic. I have so many great memories from so many of those shows.
I am actually, as I've gotten to see him and his behavior over recent years.
Kid Rock.
Yeah. I'm actually bummed to tell you. One of the best rock shows I've seen, and maybe partly because it was such a small venue, like they had to cram all of their stuff onto this little stage. That dude crushed it.
Came out crushing, left crushing.
Backstage, so I'm with the missus. We go, backstage, and actually, MM is all,
come take a picture.
Come take a picture with Kid. He's high as a, he's got that look on his face that I used to have when I was 17.
Yeah, come on over
and
here.
And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's never going to be able to get on stage. He just looked baked out of his head. We take the picture, we leave, he goes backstage. Then he comes on and he's got another doobie in his mouth. And I'm like, oh, this is... And then it just, the whole thing goes...
Wow. It was really good.
Lift off.
That was in an 800 seat place. So the Paramount is a 3,000 seat venue.
Beautiful.
All you need, One Republic alone, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to go see One Republic in this little place. It's going to be so intimate. It's great. And then add Andy Grammer and Haven Madison and the fact that it's our Christmas party. Like, it's great. It's such a fun time.
I'm really excited about Andy Grammer. I know a little bit about him. And then yesterday I was listening to, I was getting stuff ready. So I was listening to a lot of his music. Just fun. Like, he's going to be so much fun on stage. Like, I'm very excited about him.
It's going to be a great time. So Thursday, the code word is GIFT. It sounds like you can go right to RadioAlice.com and get your tickets for the pre-sale 10 o'clock on Thursday. And when your friends are asking you for tickets, you just say, listen, I don't know. I got to talk to Double M's. See what I can get. You talk to if you've got a producer, then you ask them to do it for you. Get a little list started because Vinny and I, and you, I'm sure, are going to have a long list of people who want to go to this thing. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hello, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.